planning for the weekend? Good morning, it's Trina, and I'm delighted to have Sinead Gallagher-Hederman back on the show. We spoke to you a while ago, Sinead, because you had welcomed your beautiful baby boy, Theo, into Ireland. He was born via surrogate in the Ukraine, and I think a lot of people saw you on The Late Late Show as well with baby Theo and with your husband as well. And during the week, we were in touch because you had me in tears with the video that you sent on. Tell me all about it and how everything's going for you and your family at the moment.
Hi Gina, yeah, it's lovely to be back on and thank you for inviting me back on. Yeah, so everything's gone great. There's been a huge movement, I think, with parents across the country of children born through surrogacy. And, you know, everyone's coming together and I suppose everyone's starting to share their stories and, you know, draw attention of not having legislation for surrogacy in Ireland. So, I actually had sent that story that you would have seen in the video of Theo to Stephen Donnelly and the Taoiseach just on the back of the Late Late Show. I sent a letter, like, I think a day later after the Late Late Show. And then I was approached about maybe putting it into a video, and that's kind of where it's come from. So yeah. I suppose for the first time it's given children that are born through surrogacy in Ireland a voice. You know, you can see it in the video how heartbreaking it is.
Oh God, I'm going to play the clip now so everyone can hear it, Sinead. Yeah. So let's just play this and then we'll come back.
On the 5th of April 2021, I came into the world at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was born in the Ukraine by surrogacy. A very special person gave my mommy the greatest gift in the world, to be my mommy. Today, I got my birth certificate. It made mommy sad because she won't be on the world or get a home in Ireland. Even though they say she's not my mommy, everybody knows she is. The government says that my mommy is not my mommy, but she's the only mommy I'll ever have. I hope that one day they make laws so my mommy is recognised as my mommy.
Isn't that just heartbreaking? And the little voice as well. You are Theo's mammy, regardless. I guess, you know, after Theo was born, the whole journey of, number one, his surrogate becoming pregnant, the pregnancy going okay, Theo being born, that was one thing, wasn't it? And everything that goes along with that. Then once you had him, I guess the focus then goes on, okay, I'm his mother, but you were telling me at the time, you, number one, weren't entitled to maternity pay from social welfare because you didn't give birth to him, which is absolutely ridiculous, given that adoptive parents can get a payment there as well. And also the fact that you were saying on his birth certificate, you wouldn't be named as his mother, even though you are his mother.
Yeah, so Trina, it's just there hasn't been legislation for surrogacy in Ireland, but there's a massive commitment from government at the minute. They are looking at the AHR bill, which will, you know, include surrogacy within it. And for the first time, us as parents will have surrogacy legislation. But I suppose we're keen to emphasise the need for international surrogacy, because we reckon about 80% of children in Ireland are born through international surrogacy, and you probably have about 20% in the country, so even going forward, that would be born through domestic surrogacy. Mm-hmm. And obviously then we have the situation where we have all these children already in Ireland, all different age groups, and children here that are already living, breathing children recognised also within the legislation.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, there has been engagement with government, with parents across the country. You know, they are committed to trying to get this legislation, and I do believe the government will cover all our children. But I suppose it's just highlighting that it doesn't actually include international and the retrospective declaration of parentage for the kids that are here. Then that is the situation those children continue to grow up in. Yeah. And you know, it's really concerning from parents. Like, I had a friend there the other day, her daughter had pneumonia and she had to drive her into the hospital. She's got twins and the husband said with the other twin, and you know, she was saying to me like how heartbreaking it was. She was so worried about her child, but also in the back of her mind she was anxious about, oh, am I going to be turned away because, you know, I'm not the legal guardian and legal parent, you know. And it's just the stress of that constantly on parents it's tough. It's very tough. And I suppose we just don't want to see that continue. I don't want to have to sit Theo down when he can understand and process surrogacy. He'd be told, obviously, as he grows up. But I don't ever want to have a conversation with him when he's a little bit old to explain to him that I am his mammy, but in the eyes of the law, I'm not. Like, I mean, I just think the psychological damage that that can do to children, because they only know one mom and dad. And then I'm trying to explain to him, well, actually, I'm not your mammy in the eyes of the law, Theo. Like, do you know? And I just think it's the time has come now where we get it right. And we have this legislation that includes every single child. That's kind of the most important thing. And to be honest, the video breaks my heart. Because for me, it's very much our reality with him. You know,
and I know that Mark Feely from Westlife shared the video as well, because he's also in the same boat in that he's got a surrogate daughter as well. Well, a daughter born via surrogate, because obviously he's in a gay relationship. And this child that himself and his husband absolutely adore, he wants them to both be recognised as the parents of this child as well. So it's great to have somebody so high profile as well speaking about it, because I know he's quite private about that side of his life. But you need that, don't you? You need people to talk about it, because surrogacy is huge now. So many people are doing it. It's given couples that maybe wouldn't have had children otherwise this opportunity to have a baby. It's amazing.
It is. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's when I start the interview, like, parents are all coming together. There's various groups with parents in behind them, like it's LGBT, Equality for Children, Our Trans Through Surrogacy, NIFIG. And behind every single group are the parents that are living this every day. And it's all about the children at the end of the day. And as their parents, we want to be their voice. They can't be the voice, unfortunately, for themselves at the minute. But it's up to us as parents to protect them and to ensure that they're not left in that vulnerable position, you know. So,
Sinead, do you feel worn out, Sinead, that everything has been a battle for you?
Yeah, it has, to be honest. Like, I mean, I went through the whole IVF thing and it was a roller coaster. And then, you know, like, had chats with friends, and the surrogacy one is another roller coaster. It's a different roller coaster, but it's still a roller coaster. And then I just feel like I stepped out of the surrogacy roller coaster when Theo was born, and I had a week of just everything, kind of all the weight of the world had lifted off me. And then we were in, obviously, the position where we were kind of trapped over in Ukraine, looking at kind of hotel quarantine. And it's amazing, the government, like, they've been very good. Like, they brought in that legislation, and, you know, for the first time surrogacy was mentioned in any legislation in Ireland, and they looked after the kids, you know, and parents, and gave us that special time at home to quarantine with our baby. But, like, yeah, it has. It's just, you know, I think as a parent, like I look at Theo every day I'm with Theo, and it's like I'm looking into his eyes, and I'm like, there is nothing I would not do for him to make this right. And, like, I have friends that have, like, children through surrogacy, and it literally would break your heart, because they are the most amazing people, amazing mothers, amazing dads. And it's like, we need to get this sorted, and we need to get it right. And we need that legislation to include the Conor O'Mahony report that has been recommended. There's a very much an urgent need for this legislation.
Oh, it's so urgent, really.
You know, live our lives like every other family in Ireland.
Yeah, and breathe that it's done and you're recognised and everything will be okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Sinead, I know you got me to follow your Instagram page there, and I'm seeing more and more activity the whole time, more and more people following. I assume it's because so many people are interested in surrogacy now. And maybe when you started looking into it at first, it wasn't as well known, and you probably had to really delve deep to get information about it. I'm hearing so much about it. Even Georgie Crawford, who I know very well, who does the podcast The Good Glow, and I know herself and her husband are doing it now as well, because she'd gone through breast cancer when her first child was only a few months old. And it's just that we're hearing more and more about it now, aren't we?
I don't know whether a number of years ago maybe there was a shame in, you know, speaking about it. I think there's actually been a massive shift with people that are being an awful lot more open about it, and then there has been a lot of groups that are, like, you know, talking about it openly. And maybe people are just at the stage where it needs to be spoken about, and there is no shame in it. It's like some of the stories you hear about it, like Georgie Crawford has been through a hell of a lot, and she's so brave to be sharing her journey with people. She's one of a number of people that are sharing the journey. We've had people on documentaries on Virgin Media, like we had, I think, three couples, and they followed their journeys. And I don't know whether that kind of started it. Kathy Wheatley was on it with her husband and her twins. And I don't know whether that was the start of something. I kind of feel it is. People are seeing the stories being shared in the media, and it's now like everyone is just getting behind it and standing together as one, united. Mm. For some people, it can be very hard to share those stories, and maybe seeing the stories being written down, like they can feel that it's okay to feel the way they are about things. And it's going to do a huge amount for people in the future that are looking at surrogacy, and it's giving them hope, because like we've had a lot of people contact us and say like, they've given up, done all the IVF they could, and they were like, all right, okay, this is actually going to give us hope. We could have our family, and they're starting to look into it, and they're being supported by people. To be honest, it's just amazing what's happened in the last 12 months with surrogacy in Ireland. And I'd love to see it kind of going forward, that people be still supporting each other and sharing their stories and being there for each other.
It's not an easy road. It's not an easy thing to go through. Like, surrogacy is really something that people do when they've probably exhausted all their other options. Because number one, I can't even imagine the emotional trauma of it, the expense of it, everything. It's not easy. But when you look at Theo, so worth it. How's he doing? How old is he now, and how's he getting on?
He's doing great. Like, he was 6 months there on Tuesday, actually. And he's flying it. Like, I think actually it's been the best 6 months of my life. Actually, he's just given me a new lease of life, and he's my drive and all of this. He really is. And I do pinch myself sometimes, because I'm like, he's here, like, I'm living it. I'm his mammy, and we have our family, myself and Mark. And I feel so honored to be his mum. I'm just looking forward to living my life with him,
and looking forward to him saying mama and all those kind of words.
Yeah, well, we have Dada.
I know, they always do that first, don't they?
Yeah,
they always bloody Dada first.
Yeah,
my one said Dada, then Nana, and then it was Mama. Yeah. So I was left waiting. Yeah. So you'll probably be waiting a while.
I will. It's all about Dada.
Well, Sinead, it's been lovely to catch up. Let's catch up again. What is the Instagram page, by the way, if anyone wants to follow and to get kind of follow the story?
So there's different groups. We've got Irish Family Surrogacy and Equality for Children. People, if they want to reach out to me, there's no problem. I'm sgallic84 on Instagram. So I'm there to support whoever needs it.
But don't take on too much. You got to look after yourself as well, Sinead. We'll catch up soon, and let's hope that there will be this change coming in very soon, and you will be recognised as Theo's mammy, because you are his mammy. Thanks so much, Sinead.
Yeah. All right, great. Thanks a million.
See you now. Bye-bye. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.